In the early 1990s, the logging roads running through Sarawak's Upper Barram became the site of a bitter confrontation. Penan families built wooden barricades and faced off bulldozers, timber trucks, and state security forces. As the protests drew international attention, the government of Chief Minister Abdul Tabe Mahmud restricted media access and portrayed the Penan as backward people manipulated by foreign activists. International NGOs presented them as forest dwellers engaged in a timeless struggle to protect an untouched Eden. Pete Brosius, an anthropologist who conducted research with the Penan for 4 decades, spent much of his career complicating both versions. Brosius died on July 29th at 72. He had already spent years in Sarawak by the time the logging conflict attracted international attention. His research showed that Penan responses to logging varied substantially between communities. Some resisted through blockades. Others negotiated or sought compensation and employment. For Brosius, those differences reflected distinct histories and relationships. Penan people were making their own decisions under difficult circumstances, rather than simply following the direction of foreign activists. That argument put him at odds not only with the Sarawak government and timber interests, but also at times with environmental campaigners. In a series of papers, Brosius examined how international campaigns changed the way Penan culture and environmental knowledge were described. Complex local disputes over land and political power could become simpler stories designed for audiences in Europe and North America. Brosius argued that this could come at a cost. If indigenous people were presented as living outside markets or modern politics, their claims could become easier to dismiss. His work in Sarawak eventually carried consequences far outside academia. For decades, the legal recognition of customary land in Sarawak favored communities that could point to land cleared for agriculture. That framework presented a fundamental obstacle for nomadic and semi-nomadic Penan, whose customary use left the forest standing. Since the early 1980s, Brosius had been assembling detailed records of that use, compiling genealogies, maps, linguistic notes, photographs, and family migration histories. Central to this was the practice of malong, roughly meaning to preserve or foster. Penan families managed specific stands of wild sago, fruit trees, and boat timber across generations, harvesting mature trunks while leaving younger shoots to grow. When Brosius testified as an expert witness in a 2012 Native Customary Rights case involving the community of Long Jake, he used those decades of documentation to refute the claim that Penan simply wandered through unmanaged wilderness. The court accepted that malong represented an active, structured system of historical stewardship, establishing a legal precedent for Penan customary land claims. Yet by then, most primary dipterocarp forests were degraded by logging, cleared for oil palm and timber plantations, or inundated by dams. Even with legal breakthroughs, customary land claims across the interior remained contested. In the summer before he died, Brosius returned to Sarawak, spending several weeks mapping ancestral areas alongside Penan families, just as he had 40 years earlier. Header image, Pete Brosius, from his Facebook.